The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this bright and early Sunday morning. Got the tea going, coffee going, toast, or maybe you're in the car, don't have any of those things going, but you got two hands on the wheel. Well, today's topic, earnings. I could probably say it a couple more times because we're going to try to make you a better investor. Understanding earnings, I think, is the key to investing in stocks for the long term. And you know what's really nice about it is you have so many headlines out there, so much noise. What's important for the markets? What's not important for the markets? Who cares? Who doesn't care? A lot of times you have to kind of say, will impact corporate earnings. So if you look at my monitor from Thompson I use, and all these things flashing around in red and green. Green, by the way, well, red and green is like Christmas, right? But red means something's down in value, something's up in value. If it's green, it's kind of color-coded, very nice. Flashing like I'm an air traffic controller pilot, which I'm not. But if you start looking at it, you realize, wow, you know, this is pretty interesting because these things are flashing around and the news are flashing around. But for me, when I look at my screen, I try to make this test always. Will this impact corporate earnings? Now, go back a couple years ago when the president decided to have a huge tax cut for corporations. Is that good for earnings or bad for earnings? Good for earnings, exactly. So, yeah, companies have more money to do more things with. So with those tax cuts, some companies bought back stock. Remember, they're supposed to employ more people and build equipment and plants and stuff like that. And that didn't happen as much as we hoped it would. But they could buy back stock, which they did in droves, raise their dividends. Actually, some could do both. Maybe buy their competitor and reinvest in their business with a CapEx business and so forth. So, you know, a lot of this, you know, as a real live example of those tax cuts. Now, let's say taxes went higher for corporations, went way higher. Is that good or bad in general for the earnings? Well, it's bad. Less money drops to earnings because they're paying more in taxes. So, again, I mean, that's obviously a very simple exercise, but we really need to understand the power of earnings because, again, think about it. When we go into recession in 2008, 2009, say the market's down. We know it was down. You know, we went through a financial crisis, Lehman too big to fail, everything that happened around that period of time. Fed Chair Bernanke kind of pulled it out for us with a lot of different measures they took to try to restore confidence, lower interest rates, so forth and so on. But the real problem there is that companies were losing money. Forget about earnings. They had big losses. Banks had big losses in mortgages. And then, of course, then people were kind of afraid to go out and buy appliances and buy other, you know, things, and the confidence and unemployment rate went higher. And it all came still back to earnings. If you think about it for a second, I mean, that's where the rubber hit the road. There are some companies that somehow made it through that period of time because they weren't really directly, you know, impacted by the mortgages or consumers or too big to fail, so to speak. And those companies had decent earnings and did okay. But the majority of companies, they took it on the chin. Why? Because most of their earnings were cut in half. And in some cases, and maybe a lot of cases, earnings went to zero or below zero. So that's why this earnings, we have to kind of follow what's happening here in the market. Again, interest rates are very key. We touched on that just a couple of weeks ago and how we watched the Fed and don't fight the Fed and all that. And we had a great program about that. You can check our archives out. We'll tell you about that in a minute. But for today, we want to talk about earnings and earnings growth and so forth. So we're in an environment where the market's done pretty well. If you think about 2017, the market went up quite a bit. Earnings were going alongside with it. At one point, late 2018, remember the market took it on the chin in the fourth quarter. I don't need to tell you. You looked at your 401k statements, you knew that. But why? Because the Fed was raising rates and it was projected that companies' earnings would be lower. Why? Because consumers wouldn't buy as much because they couldn't borrow as much. Companies, you know, interest expense would be going higher, so forth and so on. So really, when you think about the Fed raising rates at a rapid rate, and at that time did it seem to be inflexible, impatient, what would have happened is that companies would have earned less, and that's what the market was projecting. Then, unfortunately, January 4th, I guess he had a coming to Jesus, so to speak. Fed Chair Powell decided that to be more patient, more flexible with interest rates after raising rates 9 times in a row to see how the economy would go from there. And from that point on, from January 4th to where we are now in 2019, the market did very well. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to your GPS for finances. I'm with you here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Of course, Casey's on at 6:30. Stay tuned for that right after. Again, we're here Monday, also Monday through Friday. I give the market report on the very famous Mike and Casey show, Mike and Casey in the morning. Around 8:25 in the morning, right after the traffic, I give the market report, what's happening with national news, national markets, local news, local markets. And on the way back, Andy Bale show around 5:15, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. Well, we got you covered there too. He'll tell you again, the national news, national markets, local news, local business news, that is, and local market averages. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a day off, and we're with you here every Sunday morning. So glad you're joining us here. GPS Your Finances, today's topic, earnings. We just kind of covered that the impact of earnings is wide felt, and that's what people really watch. So the market in masses, we see next time the market start falling off, guess what? It's the anticipation of earnings slowing and that companies would have less money. And with less money, they have less money to hire. They have less money to buy back stock, less money, you know, so forth and so forth and so on. So again, the Fed has an impact on raising rates and so forth. Now, companies with better expected earnings. Now, for a while there, before Boeing had this horrible problem with the planes going down, and that's still out there. But Boeing is one of those companies, when they announced earnings, they had so much in earnings that they didn't know what to do with it, quite frankly. So they actually added and they bought back stock in their company. They raised their dividend. They put money back into what they call CapEx, meaning more kind of investment, probably a lot of technology investment. So some companies actually do one of three or four things, you know, buy back stock. Okay. Some companies, you know, raise a dividend. Okay, that's good. But some companies like Boeing, again, this is before this whole mess, was able to do all those things and more. And what's really interesting about the markets is that when you try to figure out what's going on, some people say, oh, 10 years, 20 years down the road. Generally speaking, the market does well 10, 20 years down the road, but it's really difficult to know for sure, you know, if that's going to work. Sometimes if you think you're driving at night, you have the headlights on, you could see, what, 30, 40 yards in front of you, which kind of represents maybe 3 or 4 or 5 months in front of you in the market. But to try to look beyond that, you're driving, you know, with the headlights on, you can see 5 miles down the road. No, you can't. You can't see 10 miles down the road. And it's really hard to see 5 or 10 years down the road. But if the earnings could somehow over time for companies continue to increase while looking long term in that kind of analogy I just gave you, if that were to happen, if that continues to happen, yes, then long term stocks do well because they kind of build on their earnings. And right after this message, we're going to talk about some companies that have crazy amounts of earnings. Again, we can't give recommendations, just so you could follow the correlation between current earnings and stock market success. We'll be right back after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us for today's topic, earnings, earnings, earnings. But before that, you heard from my friend Mike Bennett, give away my books for free. What? Yes, we told them to give away our books for free. For the first 20 callers, you can do it. Here we go. The phone number is 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. 0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. This may be your first time joining us. Gosh, we cover everything from taxes to retirement to law to you name it, and you're not your father's retirement. So pick up the phone, call us at 845-371-0101. 1-800-926-0101. Now, if you're driving, two hands on the wheel, when you get home, go to WHUD.com. Lower right-hand corner, get the book offer for free. I think it's really going to help you, especially coming through taxes. If you're trying to lower your taxes, well, we have two chapters of this book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Now, it sells on Amazon, and it sells on Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the early bird gets the worm, and definitely you're up this early. You are the early bird. So get your book here. $17.99 Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For the first 20 callers, we'll get this book for free. So it's 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we're talking about driving at night and how it kind of analogous to the market. Meaning you're driving at night and you have the headlights on, you can see 30 or 40 yards in front of you, I guess, somewhere about that. These really bright, bright lights now probably even go further. But that's kind of what we see. We see next 3 months, 6 months. Always hard to know exactly what the market's going to do. But we have an economy that's growing at a decent rate. We have inflation at a low rate. We have interest rates relatively at a low rate as well. Companies' earnings are pretty solid. We've just been learning about that. We'll talk about that in a minute. So overall, we can see in front of us that things look pretty good. Now, again, start comparing what's going to happen 5 or 10 years down the road. That's really hard to do. But over time, companies' earnings grow, at least the better companies. You think about companies that Warren Buffett owns. And by the way, when I start mentioning companies in a few minutes, these are no recommendations whatsoever. I'm not able to give any recommendations live on radio or anything like that. So, of course, call our office. We could talk off the record about these different companies. But I just want to give examples. So if you think about companies that have crazy amounts of earnings and don't know what to do with their money, you think about companies like Amazon, who just reported really strong results, Google. You think about companies like Facebook. Now, again, we're not recommending these stocks, but if you think of like a castle and a moat, so to speak, remember that? There's some movies around that too. And some of these companies have a wide moat, meaning it's really hard to get into their business. Like the barriers of entry are very, very hard to get into that castle, so to speak. Like Amazon is an example. Again, we're not recommending Amazon, but you think about it, there's really no other Amazon out there. And the reason why I say this is some of these companies get bigger and bigger, but the reason why they got so big and so expensive, Amazon's over $1,900 a share, is because of earnings. And that's the key today of earnings. Understand, underlying all the market moves, if you could somehow figure out a company's growth prospects and earnings prospects are going to grow, guess what? The stock will probably go along with it. So the high correlation to those companies who have strong earnings grow. And we've seen the last number of years, not recommending these stocks. Disclaimer. But those companies that are like ridiculous now, almost $1 trillion companies like Microsoft or like Google or Amazon, these type of names, or Apple for that matter too. Apple is the first company to be a $1 trillion company market capitalization. These companies continue to grow. They bring on new products. They get more partners. They do all these things they can to hit the gas pedal for growth. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS Real Finances. I'm here with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic for you to become a better investor: earnings. And I just mentioned a bunch of companies, not to buy, but just understand, if you're trying to find the next company that's going to do a Apple-like maneuver or any of those type of companies that have done really well over time, you have to follow the earnings and how well their earnings are going. So, by the way, you could check, how do you know how their earnings are going? Well, again, there's a corporate report. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Investors Business Daily comes out every day, and on the weekends I get the edition. And actually, it shows companies with the highest earnings. Again, this is relative earnings. It's really interesting to take a look because sometimes there are companies you've never heard of before. But these companies that have the highest earnings are ranked 99. It's like getting a 99 on a high school quiz. I don't know if I even got 99s on high school quiz. No, we're not talking about that. So 99 is the highest. 1 is the lowest. And you can check your company out, too. So let's say you have XYZ company. You say, earnings are 50. That means it's somewhere in the middle. But those companies that have the highest earnings have the highest grade, so to speak. Again, doesn't always correlate, by the way, that higher earnings or this kind of methodology from Best Business Daily at 99 down to 1 produces exactly great, great, great results. But over time, companies that have strong earnings do a lot of great things with their earnings. And that's what we're here to talk about, is try to educate you about earnings. And I said from the big picture, now again, we're talking about company earnings now, but if you look back for a second, we go from 30,000 feet, the economy. And so when you have a strong economy, the high tide lifts most ships. Most companies then, with a strong economy, can do pretty well for themselves and have decent earnings and good growth, so forth and so on. And sometimes we have a recession. We had, of course, one in 2008, 2009 is actually called the Great Recession. We had a recession in early 2000s. We've had them in early 1990s and so forth and so on. And during that time, you know, the market took it on its chin. Why? Those companies are very difficult to, in an earning, you know, in a recession environment, to grow the earnings. Think about companies like autos. If you're in the middle of a recession, yeah, people are buying new cars, but not at the same rate they were when the economy was rolling and so forth. And buying new homes or new appliances or upgrades, all the type of things that you can follow consumer behavior do with the big economy and big picture. So when people get really scared because of what's happening with the economy or what's happening with the stock market, it becomes one of these vicious cycle where, wow, geez, the economy is not doing well. Gee, my friend lost her job. My 401k, 403b statement's going lower. I'm going to hold back. And then you start this vicious cycle. So again, we will have those again. We're not going to make any predictions here on WHD when that will happen again. Because, you know, if you live by the crystal, if you live by the crystal ball, you often eat glass. And I don't like eating glass. But just that, we do have cycles. We have expansion, we have growth, we have recessions, and so forth and so on. And in those cycles, those companies' earnings are directly correlated to that of the economy. The economy is doing well. Generally speaking, most companies will do well. Consumers feeling good, confident, buying products and services. Companies keep adding more products and services for the same customers and know how to integrate, how to use social media. I don't need to tell you that every time you plug onto something, something's popping out at you to buy something, but they've got it figured out. So right after this break, we'll cover more about earnings, earnings, earnings. We'll be right back.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. And you just heard from our friend, Mike Bennett of WHD's, but of the famous Mike and Casey in the Morning Show. Well, Mike offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, for the first 20 callers. I know you can do it. Write this number down, pick up the phone. Here we go. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's a local number, as you know. This is not syndicated from somewhere in California. I was born and raised in the Hudson Valley, and I'll probably retire and pass away in the Hudson Valley. But anyway, so we're right here. We're not syndicated. Call right now, 845-371-0101. I want you to get this book, please. We cover a lot of topics. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. People who get the book say, wow, this is great. I exactly see what you're saying. We're covering this, we're covering that. That was in that chapter. So get this book, 845-371-0101. If you happen to be driving, two hands on the wheel. When you get back, you go to WHUD.com. The lower right-hand corner, first 20 to do this, then you'll get that book for free. It's, again, the book sells on Amazon for $17.99. Amazon $17.99, Barnes & Noble, both are $17.99. But as Mike Bennett said, first 20 calls for free. 845-371-0101. And every time I pick a topic out for share with you Sunday morning, is to help you become a better investor so you can save for your retirement, save for your kids, save for your grandchildren, you know, give you some advice, give you some strategies. Can't give you specific recommendations. You can't do that on the air, obviously, but definitely give you some strategies. And, you know, look, a couple weeks ago, we spoke about the Fed. The Fed's going to raise rates and spoil the party, take away the punch bowl, so to speak. You know what? You should downgrade it and risk. You should take some chips off the table. Oh, the Fed's going to be more accommodative, more dovish, and let the economy grow. Yes, let's go up the scale and get a little bit more risk, a little bit more stock investing, so forth. So, you know, we follow that very closely. We covered that a couple weeks ago. And now we're covering earnings, which is really the secret formula for companies. I mean, if companies go stock go from 10 to 200, guess what happens? Their sales or revenues, their earnings go along with it. That's how that happens. And there's some great correlations over time. Now, this is earnings season. March 31st ended the first quarter. And then a few weeks in starts the banks, generally speaking, are the first kind of group group to kind of share their earnings. Alcoa is actually the first Dow component that does it, not because it starts with letter A, but it does. So banks come first. After that, you know, the big banks, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all of them report earnings. And then about a couple weeks after that, we start getting the technology, which makes it very interesting because those are really followed closely. You get the Amazons and Microsofts and Intels and all those type of companies. So there's like a pattern to earnings. So we're right in the middle of earnings season. So far, so good. Of the companies reported, probably about, I would say, almost half of the S&P 500 companies reported now, maybe a little bit more. 77% of those companies have either met expectations or exceeded expectations. No wonder why the market's doing pretty well. See, that's the key here, guys. Interest rates and earnings. So we've had really good earnings for the first quarter. Now, granted, those earnings expectations were lowered based on the government shutdown and the craziness that happened in the fourth quarter, manufactured by Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Fed Chair Powell, which we had a whole program about Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. But earnings are very important. So we've had this earnings parade, so to speak, and we've had our hits so far. And again, this is halfway through the earnings cycle. We've had Facebook do very well. Again, we're not making recommendations, just so you can follow the news. Facebook had better than expected earnings. Actually, in their Instagram area, Facebook, if you don't know, not only do you own Facebook, what you like or dislike, they also have Instagram and they also have WhatsApp. So billions of people around the world have one of those three, in some cases have all those three. We also heard from Microsoft, better expected results. Amazon, more of those brown boxes flying around. I guess when I get home at night, I practically trip over some of those Amazon boxes. Primes make it very easy. I think they're going to change the Prime membership, go up a little bit. But anyway, again, you can imagine some of these companies that have done so well, it's because they've had strong earnings. And now for the first quarter, which now reported, you're seeing some of these companies still continue to shine. We also had some misses. I mean, again, you have your hits and misses. Misses so far include 3M, Intel. There's been a whole bunch of other. So companies that come out and say, geez, you know, the first quarter, we're expecting 84 cents a share. And you come in, by the way, with 83 cents a share. The stock can get cut for like 5 points. I mean, that's how it happens. The expectations are. And then if you miss by just a penny, you know, look out below. What's really interesting about earnings, too, is not so much, you know, when the company's reporting, like I mentioned, a whole bunch of companies reported the March 31st results at Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon, Intel, 3M, a whole bunch of banks, JP Morgan, Bank of America, all of them reported first quarter. And so for a lot of investors, though, that's rear view mirror. And most people really, not only do they want to hear the earnings results, which is really important, obviously, we're talking about it, but also the guidance going forward. And that usually happens on a conference call. So most companies, the bell closes at 4 o'clock. Around 4 o'clock, 4:15, a press release goes out and shares what the company's earnings were. Now, some companies wait to 4:30. Some companies really 5 o'clock. But most companies around 4 o'clock, right after the bell on that given day, you have a list of different companies that are going to come out with earnings. You report earnings. And they come out with the earnings, the sales and all these numbers and so forth. It comes across the wire, so to speak. And then generally speaking, about an hour later, you get a conference call. And the conference call with management. And that's where, interestingly enough, where the market moves in after hours. So the first move is, you know, of course, what the first quarter did, or in this case, the first quarter, and whether or not they met expectations, exceed expectations, or below expectations. But now we get to what they call guidance. And I've seen companies, you know, have had a strong quarter, but then say, going forward, you know, guys, we had a great quarter, but that was probably one of our best quarters, and going forward, things may not be so good. That stock's going to get killed. You also have companies sometimes say, hey, we missed the first quarter earnings, rearview mirror. But going forward, I think we're going to kill it. We just brought in this customer or this or that, and then the stock can go crazy. So it's two components to earnings. One is actually the earnings of the quarter. The other, though, is the guidance, which is usually shared on conference calls, and then you could look it up and so forth. And when companies give strong guidance, they feel like the company is going to continue to grow and the company's earnings are going to continue to exceed expectations, the stocks can get very much rewarded. So if you're really going to follow this closely about earnings, and you have different companies and so forth, if you have a company that guides lower, say, hey, the next year or two, we're really going to stink it up, you may want to consider getting rid of that stock. If you have a company that says, you know, you own a stock and they say, wow, you know what? We've had a good quarter and we continue to see progress and we're going to continue to grow our business. That's a very good signing. By the way, guess who does all this stuff? Warren Buffett, right? The big famous investor, follows us very closely. I don't know, he's worth 60, 70, 80 billion, depends on the day. And with that, he follows earnings very closely. Well, again, I enjoyed sharing earnings with you. Hope you become a better investor. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.